Nevertheless, what's
going
on?
Well, I've got three honorable mentions that are in no particular order.
All right.
Number one is the Soup Nazi, which is a lot of people's number one. I'm calling that one. It's an honorable mention
for me.
Yeah,
but aren't there like several episodes with the soup? Or is it like when they first introduced the soup?
When they first introduced the Soup Nazi.
That's fantastic. Yep. The whole Soup Nazi.
No soup for you.
That's just genius. I love that.
So that's honorable mention. Shane and Burlington's line of, you knew I always wanted to pretend I was an architect, that stems from the marine biologist, where George pretends to be a marine biologist.
Oh, does he?
And Kramer's hitting golf balls into the Atlantic Ocean, and George pulls a golf ball out of the
I did see that episode.
Out of the whale's blowhole.
Yes.
That one's an honorable mention for me. And also the limo, where George pretends to be... George and Jerry pretend to be O'Brien and Murphy so that they can get a limo back from the airport, and O'Brien and Murphy turns out to be neo-Nazis, leaders of the Aryan Union.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. Oh.
So those are my honorable mentions.
Mine, absolutely. What was it? You say it was the contest, the Master of His Domain episode. That was absolutely friggin' hilarious.
So that's number one to you?
Oh, it's the only one that I ever just busted a gut laughing.
I am working backwards here, starting at number five. Number five for me is the implant. Where Jerry dates Terry Hatcher.
They're spectacular.
Yeah, who was on Desperate Housewives.
Yes. So, where were we?
I was just leaving.
Right, you were leaving.
I can't believe you sent a woman into the sauna to do that.
That was an accident.
I think you're both mentally ill.
Oh.
And by the way, they're real, and they're spectacular.
So that's number five for me, the implant. Also, some great scenes with Kramer and the health club make that one great as well. So that's number five for me. Number four is the Kenny Rogers Roasters episode.
Oh, yes. I've seen this.
So Kramer, yes. A Kenny Rogers Roasters opens up across the street from Kramer's apartment, and it's got a giant red chicken, and Kramer is just going crazy from this giant red chicken that's beaming into his apartment. So he goes over to Jerry's apartment and tries to make cereal, and Jerry goes, "What are you doing?"
That's tomato juice. That looked like milk to me. Jerry, my rods and cones are all screwed up.
So, and then Kramer and Jerry switch apartments, and Jerry goes crazy from the Red Menace, they call it. So that's number four. Number three for me is the outing, which is the one where Jerry and George, Elaine makes up a joke that Jerry and George are gay, and the woman sitting behind them at the restaurant is a reporter that's about to interview Jerry.
Oh, wow.
And she writes a story about how Jerry is gay, and this is how that goes.
I said all that was on purpose. We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's fine if that's who you are.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have many gay friends.
My father's gay.
Hold up. And now everyone at NYU thinks I'm gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
No, everyone's going to think we're gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
So, one of the most iconic lines in the show's history. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You haven't got the Zach and Bristol's favorite one. It may come up, Zach and Bristol. You can't double dip. That's like sticking your whole mouth in the dip.
That one is...
that's when George becomes instant boyfriend material because he's at the funeral or something.
Yeah, they go for the death certificate. Yes. That one was close for me also, but it was also would have been an honorable mention. Number two is the opposite, where George decides that everything that he's done in life is wrong, and he decides to switch everything up.
Every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong. My life is the complete opposite of everything I want it to be. Every instinct I have in every aspect of life, be it something to wear, something to eat, it's all been wrong.
Tuna on toast, coleslaw, cup of coffee.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. I always have tuna on toast. Nothing's ever worked out for me with tuna on toast. I want the complete opposite of tuna on toast. Chicken salad on rye. Untoasted with a side of potato salad and a cup of tea.
So that's where George does the opposite of every instinct and ends up getting a job with the Yankees. And there's the famous line where he says, "The New York Yankees, Ruth, Maris, Mantle, Costanza." And then my number one, it's not number one on anyone else's list, but it is number one on mine. George and the calzone, where he ends up eating lunch with Mr. Steinbrenner every day, and he gets him a calzone, and this is how it starts.
What is that you're eating over there? That looks pretty tasty.
It's a calzone, sir.
Calzone, huh? Yeah, let's hear it. Pass that on down. Let's get a little look at that. Mr. Stein wants a little taste. Come on, come on. Pass it down here. That's a good boy. Okay, let's do. Hey, what's in this thing?
Cheese, pepperoni, eggplant.
Eggplant, huh? Mm, that's a hell of a thing. All right, back to business. Here you go. Very good, very good. Excellent, excellent little calzone you got there, Costanza. Okay, a little jealous. All right, here we go. Like I told you last week, the renovation of the press box is taking too long. All right. Boy, you know, that eggplant was very good. Very good. Everybody out. I got eggplant on my mind. Costanza, go get me a couple of calzones right now. Prado, move it out. Big Stein wants an eggplant calzone. He must have one.
So he starts eating with him every day.
Is that Larry David that played Steinbrenner?
Yeah, it is.
It's Larry David. By the way, you're getting a lot on the Top Fair Tire text line. Who gets picked off in softball? It's unheard of.
Who gets picked off in softball, I believe, is where they're playing Rochelle, Rochelle the musical, and George runs over Bette Midler. If I'm not mistaken, that's that one.
And Chris the Met fan, very disappointed at you.
What did he say?
All he said was, I'm Keith Hernandez.
I
mean, come on now. Keith Hernandez, he gets asked about that all the time.
The best line, that one's called The Boyfriend, where Jerry's becomes friends with Keith Hernandez.
Right.
And the best line of that one is Kramer doesn't like how close Jerry and Keith Hernandez are. He goes, oh, next thing you know, you're going to be driving him to the airport. And he goes, I'm not driving him to the airport. We're not that close.
Oh, jeez. Other than Keith Hernandez, there was a couple of other stars in that, or no? Just
in that episode?
No, just overall.
Well, there's a lot of people that were, Courtney Cox was in it before Frenzy started.
I mean, she's an actress. I just meant more like Keith Hernandez type. Because he says he gets asked about that. What about the Junior Mints one? Isn't that a famous one?
The Junior Mint is a good one, too. Yeah. And that one has some more inappropriate content I can't mention, but it's hysterical.
What is this? That is one magic loogie.
That's the one from The Boyfriend. That's because Roger McDowell, the old Mets pitcher, spit on Kramer and Newman.
Yes, yes.
And they did the spoof of the Kennedy assassination when it came to the spitball.
And Glenn in Moncton, George eating a Snickers with a fork and knife.
Yes, George, because he didn't want to get his hands dirty. Him and Mr. Morgan, who worked with him at the Yankees, started eating their candy bars with a knife and fork.
No, I do like the double dip one. I remember that one with George saying he got instant boyfriend status.
Like I said, I watched most of them, so I know what you guys are talking about. But I a lot of his stuff didn't work for me. But what do I know about cooking a shirt?
That's the one.
What is that one?
That's the calzone because
all right.
Kramer decides he only wants shirts that come out of the laundry piping hot, and he runs out of quarters, so he asks the cook at the calzone place to cook his shirt to make it warm, and he burns it all up. He goes, what the hell do I know about cooking a shirt?
By the way, Tristan Wills has said, the contest isn't on the list. I have lost all respect for Brady. So, come on now.
The contest is good, but it's
iconic for a lot of people.
It's iconic, yeah. It's just not as funny to me. It is iconic, and the subject matter is, hazy than Seinfeld used to go.
I don't know. I just remember seeing that and going, there it is. That's a funny show.
Brady
right
made
there.
A mistake.
No, it was Roger McDowell.
Oh, Shane and
there
Burlington.
Must have been a second spitter.
Shane in Burlington just texted in, Keith Hernandez is the spitter. Mistake of the day. I think he's right.
There must have been a second spitter.
Is there a second spitter?
And remember Roger McDowell for the Gravelly Road.
The two-part episode where Kramer goes to California is hand down the best in my opinion. The scene is where Jerry and George are dancing, singing the Murder Struck Against.
Yeah,
again.
The Murder Struck Against. That's the one. See, I did not like that one. The two-parter where Kramer went to California, it's called The Keys. By the way, I'm doing all this from memory.
I know, I'm sitting here just amazed at what I'm seeing.
That is called The Keys. At least that's what part one is. It might be The Keys and then The Trip. Or no, it's just The Trip, part one, two, and three, but it centers on The Keys.
Jeter and Bernie Williams were in that.
Jeter and Bernie Williams. And it was great because that was the one, it was called The Abstinence. George stopped having sex and got really, really smart.
That's what Tristan wrote, yeah.
So George stopped having sex and got really, really smart, and he was giving batting tips to Jeter and to Jeter and Bernie at the batting cage, and they go, hey, we won the World Series. And he goes, yeah, in six games. Danny Tartable was in it.
Oh, Rich, you forgot one. Richard Middlebury, Sponge Worthy.
Yeah. Another questionable content for the show. But
wow.
It's impressive, I'll tell you.
I don't know this one.
It's like me with 70s music facts or something.
The Jimmy?
Yeah. The Jimmy, that was one where Kramer – he got dental work done, and he had all this Novocaine, and he couldn't talk, so they ended up, Mel Torme took him to a benefit for disabled people.
They took him
to a benefit for disabled people because he wasn't able to speak, and that is how, that is also where, George started referring to himself in the third person.
Oh, geez.
So he's like, George likes spicy chicken.
And he just talked like that. There's so many that are coming in.
If you're not a watcher of that show, I can only imagine how scattered and crazy this segment sounds. This is great. Because, like I said, I watched it all.
How did you not watch that?
Shane in Burlington goes, best segment ever.
Yeah, and Chris the Metfield loving this part of the show, boys. So, yeah, people love when we go
Well, good. Then tomorrow we'll talk about Gilligan's Island for 20 minutes.
Yes, there you go. Is that going to be coming out with their top list of all time? All right, Brady, what do we got coming up next?
Yankees. We talked about it yesterday. We teased it yesterday. We talk about it today. Yankees quarter pole of the season, 40 games in. How
and,
we feel?
And still give your final predictions on what you think is going to happen in game number two on the Town Fair Tire text line. Maybe we'll give our final predictions also. All that coming up. You're in the huddle on 101.3 ESPN.